Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
The disciples were having a debate amongst themselves about which disciple was the greatest, and Jesus overheard this, and he put a little child in their midst, and Jesus said to them, "Whoever becomes humble like this child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So the disciples wanted to know, essentially, who is number one? Who is at the head of the class? Who was the greatest of them all? Now, to make his point, Jesus, as I said, took a small child, placed that child in their midst as a way of teaching them that a humble child is in many ways greater than the most impressive of kings. Now, this instruction of Jesus might be lost on those of us who believe that children are the most precious gift in the world. For many of us, our children are, in fact, the greatest gifts we've ever received in life. We might assume that children, of course, would be highly valued in heaven because they're already number one in our lives here on earth. However, in antiquity, children were really of little to no value. It's hard for us to imagine, but that was, in fact, the case. You see, in a subsistence existence, a child was a drain on a family's resources until they were old enough to work and contribute to the whole. And because infant and child mortality rates were so high in antiquity, a child could take up valuable resources and, frankly, wind up dying without making the slightest contribution to the family's well-being. Children were the least important people in the world in which Jesus lived and taught. But here's the thing. What is weak and undervalued and unappreciated by us is beloved by God. We see it over and over again in the Bible. Who is the greatest? Who is number one? Who will be first? Those we tend to think of last. Let's pray together. Lord, you know we overlook so many people in our drive to be first. We want to be winners. We want to be great in everyone's eyes, especially our own. But it's our focus on ourselves that often prevents us from seeing the beauty and value of others. So, Lord God, help us to remember that you are number one. And perhaps we'll finally choose to live like you, to love like you, and to value others as you do. For this we pray in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.